B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back of the net now, DeBrusk. Relays it over to the near side, Pastrnak. Up top to Bergeron, tries to settle it. Near side, Pastrnak. Shoots, deflected, they score!
Boy, this song.
We got him?
Yeah, we got him.
Hey!
We got him. He is named Jake DeBrusque. He is on the Boston Bruins. He joins us on our Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jake DeBrusque, we're here with Billy Jaffe from Nesson. Very handsome.
Yes, he is. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? Go ahead.
Okay, so the other night, this was a great feel-good moment. Finally, Charlie McAvoy, not only do you guys win in overtime, which I know has been a rarity, but Charlie McAvoy finally scores his first goal of the year. And then I see, by the way, big thanks to you. That was a hell of a pass. But immediately afterwards, you jump on top of him, and he falls backwards onto the ice, and the very first thing I think is, oh, my God, Jake DeBrusque gave Charlie McAvoy a concussion. You got to be easy on those celebrations, man. You've done that a couple of times recently. You go all in when it comes to moments like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was his first of the year, so, you know, obviously we're a pretty close team. But, yeah, I agree. I got to stop jumping on guys, get a little more speed than I think. I was worried, too. I get worried when that happens, just so you guys know as well. Especially when I kind of fall down on them, you never really know what can happen. So he's all good, though, so that's all that matters.
Did you kind of, when you're on the ground, go like, yeah, yeah, just to see if he would react to make sure that he wasn't just like, all right, I'm kind of in space right now.
Yeah, I was kind of shaking him a bit. I was making sure he was alive.
Did he go, hey, Spaz, calm down, all right? It's the goal.
That's pretty much what he was saying.
Yeah.
Ground, so.
Yeah, get off me, Spaz. Yeah, you're making it look like we just won the cup, and you're making it known that everyone, this is my first goal. You know what I would have done if I was
exactly.
You know what I would have done if I was on the team and I saw McAvoy every day? I go, when are you going to score? When are you going to score? How come you haven't scored? I'd do that until he scored.
Yeah, well, he got on the board. He's all good now.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, it was actually funny. I was trying to get him up because, like you said, it was like a Stanley Cup winning celebration. But, yeah, I definitely highlighted that it was his first of the year.
But that was kind of cool, though, because even, like, I saw he got interviewed afterwards, and you could tell that he was obviously relieved. I mean, that's something I'm sure that was nagging at him. But, like, Chara stayed on the ice throughout the entire like post game interview and waited for Charlie McAvoy to be done.
His interview too.
No, because it looked like as soon as McAvoy came over, like the two of them hugged and they went off the ice together, didn't they?
I think Chara had an interview.
Look at me giving credit for Chara being a good guy.
Chara is an amazing guy.
Screw Chara then.
But Chara, at the end of the game, he always waits for everybody. That's his role, right, Jake? He waits for everybody after every game to give us after a win. To also give a celebratory either hug, handshake, or high five, correct?
Yeah. No, he's always the last guy you kind of go, I guess, off the ice. He always waits. And, yeah, I think that's just kind of what he's always done. Some guys have handshakes and things like that.
You have a hug with him, I think, don't you?
I usually, I'm a hugger, so, I mean, I don't know.
You don't have to tell me twice. I've interviewed you in person.
You guys know? Yeah.
So let me ask you.
I got to dial it up. I want to get a handshake going with Z, though, but I don't know what we can do.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, shaking a bunch of bananas. Those fingers are so big.
Listen, three sets of back-to-backs in a short period of time coming out of the break. I do think it caught up to you guys a little bit on Sunday. Not an excuse. Actually, I thought you guys outplayed Detroit, quite honestly. I thought Bernier was excellent, and okay, things happen. But how refreshed do you feel? Because as far as second half of the season goes, this is a long break. You played Sunday afternoon, and now you had Monday off, Tuesday off, practice. But now you've had 2 days without having to play a game. Do you feel noticeably, can you tell, refreshed in your head and your heart?
Yeah, I think any time that you're not playing a back-to-back, you always feel a little more fresh, to be honest with you. But You just kind of just go off the schedule. And like you said, we had our last game was Sunday, an afternoon game. I think we got back into Boston around 7. So we've been kind of, I guess, recovering from the three straight. And, obviously understanding that there's a pretty good team coming in the Garden tonight and, fighting for their playoff lives. So we've been taking these last couple days as, days to get ready for this game.
Okay, so you switched your stick recently, and does that coincide with the hot streak that you went on? I'm trying to think when this was. When did you change your stick? Why did you change it? And how weird is it for somebody who's used one type of stick for a while to? Because yours has like a hole in it, right?
Doesn't like have a hole. It does have. It has a hole through the middle. I have a picture of it. I'm actually using one as well. I stink though, so this is great to ask.
Okay, yeah. So what is the like? I mean, first of all, why did you decide to change? Why this stick? And has that kind of made a huge difference?
The reason why I guess I switched was I tried to stick out in the summertime. I did an event with Bauer, and they like kind of had like different models of sticks to like shoot around with, and it was all taped up, so I didn't actually see the hole in the stick. And I loved the stick right away. I just thought I was shooting it pretty good, and I just liked the way it felt. So I pretty much begged them to get me some of those sticks. So pretty much as soon as I got them here, that's why I switched. I didn't miss a single game. As soon as those sticks were in my hands, I was using them. And I think I scored 2 goals the game before using my stick that I used, pretty much for the full year. But then pucks started going in a little bit more consistently. So that's one of the reasons why I like it. I didn't know that you use it, though, Billy. How do you like it?
Well, I stink. So it doesn't really.
Billy does not stink.
When the release, when you hit it in the right spot, like me, really, there is more popping. You know, one of the goalies that I was playing with said, "Geez, when you get it right, it does come. It rockets off."
What does the hole do? I don't want the science of it, but I mean,
there's too much science. Oh, what it does is you've got firm and soft, two different kind of textures and or consistencies, I guess, and it just creates more. The term they use, very scientific, is pop. And do you feel that, Jake? Do you feel more pop when it comes off your stick?
Yeah, especially when you kind of get in the sweet spot.
Yes.
I feel like that's kind of like with any other stick, I guess, in a way. But I definitely noticed a difference. I think I scored a goal against Vegas. Or that's exactly why I use a stick. That's literally the reason for it is if you kind of get good wood on it, it usually, kind of gets some velocity with it. And I don't know if it's because of the slingshot, but... I literally play with a hole in my stick. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, Billy calls his old hickory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, what flex do you use, Jake?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, stop with this.
call him after the show.
Come on, you guys can talk in your own time.
Rich just said, hey, do you have a hole in your stick? And it turned into a whole science class about Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard.
So I saw some of your buddies down in South Beach for the All-Star break. I know David Krejci I saw in person. I think after Pastrnak was done with his duties, I think Jim Murray saw him down there as well. Where did you go? Did you just end up going back to Boring Canada or what?
No, I didn't go back to Boring Canada. I went to Puerto Rico with some of the guys, actually. There's about five of us. We went for, I just want to say, a couple days. But I got out of here. I got to buy some water, and the bye week was nice. It was definitely needed for, I think, everybody.
Who'd you roll with? Like, who were the five guys you went with?
I went with Matt Grizzlick, Anders Bjork, Sean Corrali, and Charlie McAvoy.
Who got laid the most?
I don't know, man. It wasn't me, that's for sure. Yeah, trying to learn how to surf and stuff, man. It was I was on a different.
Is there anyone who does, it's more quantity than quality? Out of that crew?
Debatable.
Yeah.
Is there one guy you got to keep an eye on? Like, I've used the example, the dude who got the face tattoo from The Hangover. Is there one that just you got to make sure that he doesn't go too over the edge?
The story ends up happening to?
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty, there's always some guys that get a little different. But I don't know about face tattoos, though. I haven't seen that yet. Maybe that's to be determined, but. It might honestly be me. That's probably why I don't know.
Now, do you remember Andy Sutton, Billy, the defenseman for
I still remember him well. Talk to him.
He had a nice son that was around. He's got a tattoo of a son around his navel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like a belly button. Who has the worst tattoo on the Bruins?
That's a good question.
The worst tattoo on the Bruins has got to be Sean Corrali.
What is
I think think it's a little snowman. I still don't know what it is. I think he got it in college. I'm not sure if it was, like, part of initiation or something, but it's a little snowman, I think. I don't know. I'll actually ask about it today to double check. But
Where is it on his body?
I think it's, like, right around his hip, but I can't really... Might be on his back somewhere.
That's a really masculine place to get a tattoo.
He has a snowman tramp stamp?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. No, it's not a tramp stamp, no. I don't know where it is exactly, but... sorry, boy, I just got to move here.
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it is. It's like an absolute soup outside of Warrior right now.
All right. Well. Next time you're on, we need a full story. We need a backstory at the snowman tattoo.
Should I ask Sean about the details? I can ask Sean about the details.
Yes, please. We need to know the details on that. Because that does sound horrendous. You delivered on that.
And that is a hardcore initiation if you actually have to get a tattoo.
That's true.
That is a hardcore initiation.
I'll get my details. I'll find out.
All right. Jake DeBrus, good luck tonight. Thank you.
Appreciate the bump, boys.
All right, see you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.